Okay, so if, let's say we have a little house at the ranch, like FHA, there's only so many acres we want to put with that
right.
house. How does that work with capital?
Basically, what we look at is a, just like any mortgage institution would look at, is a sellable a house on a sellable property. So you do have to have a certain number of acres with that house, but you can't have any more typically than 10 or 15 to qualify for the secondary market, just which what you're aware of. But we can also do homes on 100 acres, homes on 200 acres. So if they're primary homesteads or even ranch hunting lodges out on your operation, we can finance those. Typically, those will be held in-house with your local lender. But we do have availability doing those funds, whether they're for your personal needs or for their ag operation.
So it'll probably be a little bit higher interest rate held in house.
Slightly, yes.
But I was still amazed.
But you still have the dividends, which brings them right down.
When we go to closings, I show people, and you know, we call it a CD now if they're getting a loan, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they used to be called our HUD. People would look at it and say, well, no, my rate's 4%, Scott. I said, well, this is the yield that the bank's getting.
Right.
Now, what's kind of cool, as I was kind of talking to Johnny after we got through some stuff with you, I said, here's the cool thing. I just kind of calculated his. Uh-huh. And it was like 3 point something down. And he goes, how'd you do that? I go, well, here's what, if you get this back and you figure this in, the yield that you're reversing it, because they're paying money back, what they're netting, you're actually paying this. It's the first time ever I had to play with it for a little while to figure it out, by the way. I'll tell you that.
Right.
I've always done it the opposite way.
Exactly.
It's like when you pay a discount point or origination point, that's money that the institution's receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now in this case, you're getting a check back from the institution, so it'll lower the amount. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that didn't happen very often when you borrow money.
No. I've never done it before.
Right.
That's why it took me a little while to figure it out.
Again, that's one of the advantages of being a cooperative. We're out there actively managing our funds for our member borrowers. And if we make money, our stockholders and board members are our borrowers. So those funds, excess funds, are returned to our members.
So, and you said one thing too, being... I won't think that farmers.com, you know, hear the deal. But you made a comment, and it is kind of true. There's a whole different deal when you're dealing with this kind of type of lending and this kind of a business, and how you can pay it back and what you can do. And going to where somebody that actually's done it on a daily basis and lived it can say, I totally understand what you're talking about.
Right.
And this is what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of fit it to your needs.
Right.
You know, and that's to me, it was a have to do. It wasn't a maybe, it was a have to do. And, you know, for it to fit those needs, because, like you said, you want to make your payments. And if you know, for me to make a monthly payment to you would be very, very hard, I'll just be honest with you.
Right.
You know, and then the way we have it set up, it's still not a piece of cake.
Right.
But it's very doable.
It still has to work. Farming's still a struggle. Everybody would be doing it. Yeah.
So, but it's doable. And that way you can do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it.
Right.
And folks, I learned this. If you know for sure you can have it Friday, say Monday. That way when you have it on Thursday, everybody's happy. But when you have it on Tuesday, nobody's happy. And that doesn't
good
care
point.
Where you're going.
Good
that's
point.
That's just a fact. But I've talked to Brenda a long time. I've known Brenda a long time, too, just from being around our industries together. But if you tell this lady what you want and how you can do it, I'll bet you money she can help you fix it.
Thank you, Scott.
Well, you
we should
it.
Try.
Okay, and you're
it's a pleasure doing with business with people that you can work with and make an operation work.
Well, and we need
that's
it.
That's the fun
and
part.
We need it. Think about one thing. And folks, I've got all the data to show you. Everybody goes, Scott, you're full of baloney sometimes. The whole industry killed us. No, it didn't.
We still have ag.
We're blessed in San Angelo,
we're diverse.
Texas. We are so diverse. We have Angelo State. We have Ethicon.
We have Goodfellow.
We have Goodfellow, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We have agriculture, huge agriculture.
Yeah.
At one time, we were the wool capital of the world, wool and mohair capital of the world.
Right.
And the mohair industry, if you took Junction, Schneider, Junction, Snore, that little area, so Sutton and what's Junction?
Kimball County.
Those three counties, they produced more mohair than any other country in the world. How cool is that?
Impressive.
So, yeah, we're kind of a big agriculture deal. Go to producers. You go to Mason to the livestock sales. You can see what's going on. We're back. You see what's going on. The old deal didn't help us. I mean, it helped us in 2013, but yeah. And we had some good friends that lost jobs. But nobody liked that. But as far as San Angelo taking a big dip, our ag business is one reason it didn't, too. A huge reason.
Right.
You know? Now, you see some farmers and ranchers going, oh, my check I get is not very good anymore. I understand that, too.
Right.
But because of people like Brenda helping us, we stay strong.
Thank you, Scott.
For a whole community.
Thank you.
And it's a cool deal. So if you're thinking about it, I will tell you this. If you've never been around farming and ranching, you may not want to get around it. I learned that about
it's
farming.
It's stressful.
When I was just a little bitty kid, we had irrigation. That's why I still take my hat off to every farmer and say, thank you, sir, because it is hard, hard work. Ranching is not a piece of cake. You know, we have critters down in Sonora. You know, we still got the coyotes and the bobcats.
Yeah.
I root for the bobcats on Friday night, but
not in that
other
not
net,
in the pasture.
The different ones, I don't root for them at all.
Right.
So, yeah. But hey, I know how busy you are, and I really appreciate your time. How do they get a hold of you?
You can call me at the office, 325-949-8114. Capital Farm Credits all across the state of Texas. We have 70 different offices. Go to your internet, capitalfarmcredit.com. Someone is going to be glad to help you.
I just have a couple of minutes. Okay, you did mention that. Because I was in a meeting in Wichita Falls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And y'all had a huge presence at our realtor function.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, y'all were like big head honchos there.
Mm-hmm.
And did a great job. And I met a gentleman, and I'm totally going blank on his name, but he was very nice, talked very highly of you. So I guess each region, you kind of want, if you live in Wichita Falls, you need mm-hmm. to go to that capital in Wichita Falls.
You can go wherever you feel comfortable dealing.
Oh,
we're structured
okay.
so that if you live in San Angelo and your operation is in Wichita Falls, you're free to deal with either office. Okay. We try to make it convenient for our customers. Thank you, Scott. But we try to have people in all the different areas with all the different needs in agriculture. There's a lot of different types, so we try to have specialists in all areas where if I don't know what you're doing, I've got somebody I call who can.
Folks, and right off Knickerbocker, right the country club, so you can't miss them. I go in, you see a smiling face. Everybody in your office is always very, very friendly and very,
Thank
very nice.
You.
Folks, we appreciate you listening in. We'll catch you next Sunday.